The answer lies not in Mesa's divine connections, but in the environment that Central America offered. In this part of the world, at this time, around 9,000 years ago, other food resources were very thin on the ground. There were no easily domesticated animals, as you would find pigs, sheep or cattle elsewhere, and the staples were a trinity of plants that were slowly cultivated and tamed: squashes, beans and maize. But beans and squashes don't become gods. Why does maize? Well, the plant from which maize derives, the teosinte, is wonderfully adaptable. It's able to grow in both the lush, wet lowlands and the dry, mountainous regions, which means that farmers can plant crops in any of their seasonal dwellings. On top of that, constant harvesting of the grain encourages the plants to grow larger and more abundantly. So maize quickly became plentiful. Farmers got a healthy return for investing their labour. But crucially, maize is a rich carbohydrate that gives you a rapid energy hit. But it is, let's face it, pretty stodgy. And so from very early on, farmers also cultivated an ingenious and tasty accompaniment, the indigenous chili. Chili has virtually no nutritional value, but as we all know, it's uniquely able to liven up dull carbohydrates. And it shows that we've been foodies for as long as we've been farmers. By 1000 AD, maize had spread north and south virtually through the whole length of the Americas, which is perhaps surprising, because in its earliest form, not only did maize have little taste, it was practically inedible. It couldn't just be boiled and eaten straight away, as it is today. 9,000 years ago, the maize cob was very hard, and eating it raw would have made you very ill. It needed to be cooked in a mixture of water and white lime. This elaborate process of boiling the raw kernel in lime and water was essential. Without it, the two key nutrients in the vegetable, the amino acids and the vitamin B, would not be released. After all that, it had to be ground into a paste and then made into an unleavened dough. The god of maize expected his disciples to work hard for their supper. Even today, maize still dominates much of Mexican cuisine, and it still carries a surprisingly powerful religious and metaphorical charge, as restaurateur Santiago Calva knows only too well.
The continuous spin-offs of maize into the daily life is vast and complex. At some stage, there will always be maize around, and it jumps any class barrier or identity. Everybody eats it and drinks it, from the richest to the poorest to the most indigenous to the least indigenous. And that's one thing that unites more than anything else.